Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 13 dead after tourist duck boat capsizes on Table Rock Lake. We've got the story.
Carnival worker admits killing Wichita couple. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita State will have a new marching band beginning this fall. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 101 for the high in Wichita. That's about 8 degrees above normal. Looks like another above normal day for us with hot weather in store. Our complete forecast is coming up.
One person injured in a shooting in the 1800 block of North Porter. The original call came out in the Riverside area. Ted, originally critical condition. What's the update on the status of that person?
Victim, a man shot in the arm, is expected to survive.
Okay.
And that's the latest from that situation.
1800 block of North Porter in Riverside. The search continues for missing people after a deadly tourist boat accident on Table Rock Lake at Branson, Missouri.
Dive teams are still searching for five of the 11 people believed to have died when the Ride the Ducks boat capsized on Table Rock Lake last night. 31 people were on board when severe thunderstorms rolled through the area. Seven people, including children, were taken to a hospital. Two adults critically hurt. Trent Baer saw the initial rescue.
Saw two people would be way off in the distance, so we were at the front of the boat and they were way off in the distance. I believe they may be actual workers that jumped in after others trying to save them. So I believe that's what it was.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A probable cause affidavit says a carnival worker admitted to killing a Wichita couple at a county fair. Michael Fowler telling investigators he shot Sonny and Pauline Carpenter at the Barton County Fair in Great Bend. According to the affidavit, Fowler told Van Buren, Arkansas police that Rusty Frazier and Kimberly Younger, also known as Myrna Khan, were with him when the couple was killed. The suspects buried the couple in a shallow grave in Arkansas.
One person was injured following a police chase Thursday afternoon that ended in East Wichita. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy spotted a stolen SUV, tried to pull it over. The driver sped off. Sheriff Lieutenant Dan Hershberger says the chase ended when the driver crashed.
The vehicle was involved in a collision with a vehicle that was exiting the southbound exit ramp to I-135, and the vehicle flipped over and hit a utility pole.
The driver was treated for minor injuries. She was wanted on a number of warrants. Several others were in the SUV, including a child. They were not injured.
Two suspects were involved in an aggravated robbery near downtown Wichita. It happened early yesterday at the Circle K gas station at Seneca and McLean. One suspect came into the building, pointed a gun at a female employee demanding property, but left the store empty-handed. Meanwhile, another female employee was outside in front of the store, not working at the time. She was sitting in her car when a second suspect approached her and stole her cell phone. Police officer Charlie Davidson has a description of the suspects.
First suspect's an unknown black male, mid-20s, 5'7 to 6', thin build, was wearing dark jeans, gray hoodie, and had a clown skeleton mask. The second one's an unknown white male, early 20s, 5'11", thin build, black sweatpants, gray hoodie, black and white bandana covering his face, sunglasses, had a ball cap, white gloves, backpack.
The woman's cell phone was recovered nearby at 3rd and Dodge.
Wichita State University plans to start a marching band this fall.
The university said in a news release that the band, which will be called the Shocker Sound Machine, will include brass, saxophone, and a drum line. Tim Shea, director of bands at the school, says the new band will feature high-energy performances. It'll perform mostly at Wichita State basketball games as well as major student events. The school hopes the band will eventually have about 200 members. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Senate has passed a non-binding resolution, 98-0, saying the U.S. should not allow Moscow to interview former Ambassador Michael McFaul and other American officials.
It rejected an offer the White House says Russian President Vladimir Putin made to have a former U.S. ambassador go to Moscow for questioning. Delaware Democrat Senator Chris Coons called that ridiculous.
The idea that somehow it was an even credible proposal that a former U.S. ambassador to Russia would be subjected to cross-examination, interrogation by a hostile power, sadly shows our president doesn't understand what it means to serve the United States overseas.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says this will be added to his list of questions when the Secretary of State testifies next Wednesday.
The thought that that we would even entertain something like that and we wouldn't immediately rule it out has to be chilling.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
There is talk of a blue wave in the midterm elections in November, with Democrats winning thanks to voter disapproval of Republicans, especially President Trump. Now, Republican Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News.
I don't buy into this theory that there's going to be a blue wave and Democrats are going to take over the House and the Senate. You know, I believe that we'll hold the House. The Republicans will hold the House of Representatives and probably increase in the Senate in terms of the number of Republican senators.
Estes is competing to retain his seat in the House in the primary election August 7th. KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll have the latest results from the British Open in golf, and we'll take a look at home action this weekend for the Wingnuts and the Royals. Sports in just a few minutes.
Wichita broadcaster reaching kids through baseball. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Wichita radio personality Bob Lutz, co-host of The Drive on KFH, is co-founder of League 42, named for baseball star Jackie Robinson's number. KNSS News talked with Lutz about League 42.
Yeah, it's a youth baseball organization for urban children. And our kids, and there were almost 600 of them this year, in our fifth year of operation, come from the inner city of Wichita. They're African American, they're Hispanic, they're white, they're Asian. We love the diversity of League 42, and it brings families and kids together for a common cause.
Bob Lutz is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
White bread, brown bread, and now insect bread. A new creation on sale at bakeries in Finland.
So in this loaf, there are how many crickets?
70 crickets in one loaf. So it's
Yohani Sibakov is slicing a loaf of bread with a difference. As head of innovation for Finnish bakery chain Fatsa, he's the front man for what the store says is a world first, bread made with ground crickets.
It has very nice airy structure, crispy crust, and then the crickets, they give a nutty flavor in the bread. So it's a nice combination.
He calls it a more sustainable source of protein and says despite skepticism from some consumers, early sales are good. In Helsinki, Finland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Sounds yummy. Today marks 49 years since the United States made what is perhaps humanity's most prolific achievement.
On this day in 1969...
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin walked the moon. Their colleague Michael Collins stayed in lunar orbit. Aldrin remarked after exiting the craft...
Magnificent desolation.
And speaking with Fox News Radio in 2009...
In the conversation leading up to that, I think I had heard the word magnificent, but I'd also heard the word beautiful. And somehow, that didn't match.
President Trump has expressed desire to build a lunar base, one from which U.S. spacecraft could depart to deeper space. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast. Well, 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
This morning, the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, at $2.57 a gallon, that's no change from yesterday. I am seeing some better prices out there, $2.56 at Pawnee and Hillside. Also, remember, yesterday it got hot enough that the road buckled on Arkansas north of 25th. They've got some lanes blocked there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's that time of year when deep moisture sets in and all we need is a small trigger that could give us some isolated thunderstorms. And that's going to be the situation today across south central Kansas. Otherwise, sunny and hot with a high 98. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 72. Then hot and dry for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS. And today is July 20th, 2018, Friday morning. And on this date in 1984, reigning Miss America Vanessa Williams was asked by pageant officials to resign because of nude photos of her that appeared in Penthouse magazine. She gave up her title 3 days later. Then she went on from there to have a career in film and so forth. Yeah, I remember her in a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. I can't remember what the name of it was, but just a beautiful woman, Vanessa Williams, and had to give up the crown there in 1984. Ask 16-year-old Connor Kelly how his day of golf went, and he'll probably give you a big, wide grin. The teen pulled off two golfing feats that many players play a lifetime for, and he did them on consecutive holes. Playing in an American Junior Golf Association tournament in Massachusetts, Kelly ripped a hole-in-one on the par 3 eighth hole. Then using the same ball on the following hole, the 480-yard par 5 ninth, he picked up an albatross. Also known as a double eagle, an albatross is a score of 3 under par on a single hole. And if that weren't enough success for one day, Kelly followed with a birdie on the par 4 tenth hole. All that left Kelly with consecutive
rounds of 1, 2, 3
on the scorecard. So I presume in golf that's something that's interesting. It is interesting. It's a game of strokes and numbers. And
it's not something that's going to happen very often.
Didn't happen very often.
So. No. An albatross right next to a hole-in-one.
Albatross. I didn't even know there was an albatross.
Mm-hmm. I've gotten an albatross
before.
You've
gotten an albatross? How many is that under par?
Out of Sports World.
How many is that under par? 3 under par?
Yeah, double eagle.
So it's a birdie and an eagle, and that's an albatross is a double eagle.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got it now. So I've done albatross dozens of times in miniature golf. I don't know what the big deal is. You? You know, I haven't played miniature golf in a long time. I got to get my grandkids out there because that's fun.
You haven't played miniature golf with your grandkids?
No. And we're talking about Branson.
It's a classic.
Talking about Table Rock in Branson, Missouri this morning because of the boat tragedy. The duck boat flipping over and so forth. But I remember I think it was the last time I was there with my family. My late brother Don was down with us, and we decided we're going to play miniature golf out there at the highway that goes out to Table Rock,
mm-hmm.
Right there on the edge of town. And so we got out there and we got ready to go. And I did not know that my wife had never played miniature golf or any kind of golf before. So she did. What she did is she put the ball up there, and she just took a reared back and hit it with all her might. The ball went over the fence, out into the highway. Yeah. Last we saw it, it was rolling down the highway into a storm drain.
Huh.
I said, honey, you got to do it, hit it a little softer than that. But, you know, she'd never played before.
How can you not have ever played miniature golf? What kind of American?
Well, regarding my wife, okay?
Okay.
Before she met me, she had never met a truly handsome man.
All right.
So, you know, it's a new deal. Miniature golf. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:15. And, it was hot yesterday, but today it's going to cool off. Well, you can't really cool off. Less hot today is what you're going to say, right, Ted?
Less hot.
We have tomorrow a huge day in the history of Wichita. It is our city's birthday, July 20th, 1870. The city was founded.
I
understand one of the signers of that charter was, Billy the Kid's mom?
Yeah.
McCarty was her name, I believe.
She was the only female to sign that charter, I believe.
Actually, I think she was a laundress, came from New York or something.
Yeah.
She had that son who turned out to be just...
business owner?
Her son just turned out to be a pistol in more ways than one. Billy the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he made his reputation down in New Mexico later on.
Yeah.
They had some Lincoln County wars or something like that, political wars, kind of like they had in Tombstone that turned out to be all the things with Wyatt Earp and the OK Corral. Well, they're a similar type thing, and he got involved somehow, and apparently this little guy He wasn't bashful about it. He would murder you in your sleep. You know, he didn't care. He was kind of a jerk. I think he broke out of a jail down there and killed somebody doing that. But so he started out right here in Wichita. Anyway, tomorrow's our 148th birthday.
Yeah.
Now the 150th comes
up
in 2 years.
Yeah, we're only 2 years away from that.
So what do they
think that Wichita?
What are they going to call? What's that, sesquicentennial?
Sesquicentennial. Big. You'd think there are big plans underway.
We better start making them. And I think Mayor Longwell's actually mentioned that.
I'll have to ask the mayor on Monday.
Yeah.
What are we gearing up for on the 150th?
Yeah. And you know he's doing something tomorrow for the birthday. I'm sure there's something going on that he'll be there, representing our city on the 148th birthday of Wichita, Kansas. All right.
Yeah, we're plugging along after all these years.
Yeah. Just getting better and better. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, and we've got Major League Baseball going back in action. And the Wingnuts, are they going on the road? Is that right, Ted?
Nope,
the
Wingnuts are home this weekend.
Home this weekend, then going on the road next
week.
Yep. Okay.
Kansas City Royals back at it after the All-Star break. KC needed the break, I guess. They had lost 12 of 14 heading into the break. They're hosting the Minnesota Twins, a team that has won 8 of 10 going into the All-Star break. Games tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. All those games live are on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Starting pitcher for the Royals tonight is Danny Duffy, who has 13 straight scoreless innings under his belt going into tonight's start. Pro golf, the 147th British Open. Second round play is underway today in Scotland at Carnoustie. Current leaders, both at 6 under par, are a couple of Americans, Kevin Kisner and Zach Johnson. Both those guys played a couple times in the Wichita Open, and now they are the two co-leaders right now at the British Open. Kisner was the first-round leader yesterday at 5 under par, and he talks about the course and the weather.
The golf course is great for me. The conditions have been fine, and going forward, you never know what you're going to have in Scotland. I know rain's coming in tomorrow. I don't think the rain's going to affect the way the golf course is playing in one day. I'm going to have to just keep doing what I'm doing, and if I have 22 putts the next 3 days, I bet I'll have a pretty good shot.
Second round of the British Open continues today. The Wichita Wingnuts are home this weekend, hosting the Cleburne Railroaders tonight, 7 o'clock, fireworks after the game. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Wichita Pilots Heritage Night, honoring the former Texas League champs. And Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, after this weekend, the Wingnuts will be gone for more than 3 weeks during the National Baseball Congress World Series. So one last chance to see the Wingnuts at home for a three-week span this weekend at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The Wingnuts lost to Cleburne 3-2 last night to open up that four-game series as the Railroaders tied the league record with 6 sacrifice bunts in the game, including 2 late-inning squeeze bunts that got runs across.
Wow.
Wingnuts stranded 11 runners on base yesterday. They could not move the runners over. Wingnuts are 2.5 games back for a playoff spot with 6 weeks to go in the season. And speaking of the Wingnuts, let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wingnuts first baseman Fernando Perez. He is in the Mexican League playing for the Tijuana Toros. Went 3-for-4 last night with a run driven in and a double. The night before that, he was 4-for-5. So he's at back to 4-for-5 and then 3-for-4. In the last week, he's batting .407 at the plate. The former Wingnut, Fernando Perez, hitting the ball all over the place in the Mexican League right now. It's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:21 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's see, what have we got coming up here? Well, keep it here for the
We've got entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. That's
coming
right.
up in a few minutes.
What are you going to talk about on the blur this morning, Ted?
We'll have a movie preview for the movies coming up. Millennials Fight Back. Comic-Con. We got all sorts of things to talk about.
And keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Who is hacking who? Sean Hannity coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.